Testy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we are here. So, Bud Dickman, hey, this is our pre-show. It's the 17th Friday for the Friday for July 17, 2020. And America, who would ever have thunk it about where our fucking country is these days, huh? Wild? Is it wild? It's wild, but, you know, by the same token, I think we have to sort of have expected this shit, given how fucked up we are. As, you know, we're not exactly the greatest gift the planet's ever seen. This is all a reset, man. This is a reboot, if we're lucky. If we're smart, this is a reboot, a reset of how we deal with this motherfucking planet and each other. And if we're stupid, and there's nothing that says that we won't be stupid, there's nothing guaranteed. There's no fucking guarantee, man, that tomorrow is going to arrive. And yet, you can have faith, and you can work toward the good things, and you can make them happen. You know, you can make anything you want happen as long as you believe that it can, you know. It can be. I believe that because that's happened in my life. What the fuck is this? Let me, I just want to ask, find out something here. Hold on for a minute. What the hell is that? American flag. American flag. Okay. So this is like remove. This is remove. Very good. I just wondered because there was, I was wondering because there's, so Bud Dickman danced nude in front of the camera. I have to, God damn it, come on, motherfucker. All right, man, so David Pasternak and Andre Kase unfit to participate in Bruins training camp. What does that mean? Boston Bruins TV, they're unfit. People think they're going to have their fucking life back, man. This is a disease, man. This is not anything that anybody decided what they're going to just make happen. I know that the paranoid among us want to believe that the unseen hand of man is at work everywhere. Sometimes shit is just happening in this world, man. Like storms, like fucking fires. You know, there are reasons for these things, but they don't necessarily have to do with human beings having nefarious reasons for making fires and going out and setting all of them. Sometimes the goddamn fire was started by a bolt of lightning, okay? Yeah, but you know, most of the time, no, not most of the time, bullshit, you know. So let's work from that premise first and not be so goddamn stupid. I mean, Jesus Christ, these fucking people. They're off, they're way the fuck off in the weeds with shit, man. They're way the fuck off in, woo, you know, the world is, don't worry about it. We've got it all figured out. This is something that Bill, you know, yeah, sure, okay. Now, how are we doing with this goddamn thing, huh? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, Bud Dickman was naked. So what are we talking about, huh? Dickman danced. All right.
Well, let me tell you what I think, Phil. Let me tell you what I think, Phil, what I really think should happen here. Frank?
Dave, what we want to have happen is that he is not, no sexual assaults.
I don't even know,
Why don't you tell it to shut up?
Be quiet, bud.
Thank you, Frank.
No sexual maneuvers, provocations, prevaricate, none of that. And if you can promise that, he doesn't bring a gun to the next, you know.
I won't bring a gun.
You won't bring a gun? So in other words, now you're threatening to kill.
You better goddamn well believe.
All right, Margaret, let me just do this, because.
All right, I can understand that.
Wait, what are you talking about? Look at Phil, we've been.
You know, I enjoy the bar fight very much, Phil. But I saw Dickman prancing nude.
Shorty, what do you think?
We think that's fair. We think that's fair. Well, there's no question we think that's fair. That's sure. We can do that. No question we think that's fair. Sure, we can. Sure, we can do that.
There's Tony Siragusa. Big Tony Siragusa. I'm looking at the Ravens in their Super Bowl winning year of whatever year that was. I forget. I'm sorry. Was it 98? That's a Super Bowl that I completely lost track of, man. I lost track of a couple of Super Bowls. One of them was I first got back to L.A. New England Green Bay. Wasn't that 97? Yeah. Was it 97? God damn it. 97. Trent Dilfer. Now, there's a guy that had a quarterback rating of, what, like 0-0-0 or something. He won the Super Bowl. I don't know. It was wild. It was wild. I know that.
Yeah, Phil, I flipped it on. I saw Mr. Dickman doing a skip step and then a waving and a skip step.
Bud, was that you?
I didn't know, okay?
He didn't know. I downloaded this directly from your website. I downloaded it, from the website. Didn't we do that? Herb Hepcat is here. Herb?
I thought what I saw. Yeah, that.
Yes. Yes, I thought that was right.
Herb's one of the members of our board.
Here's
Herb Hepcat, Phil.
Hi, Mr. Hendry.
Mr. Hepcat, right?
That's right. It's an unusual name. I saw what looked like a man who, had served, a normal-looking man, except his head was bent. I saw what looked like a normal, but his one eye was wonky, and he was doing a skip and then a step and then a wave, a skip, step, and a wave. And he looked like he was partially clothed, as if he was wearing a bath towel.
Okay, so I didn't even know.
It sounded like it might have gone live.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then Margaret Gray. Testing 1, 2. So that's the thing. That's what we're gonna do. Did you dig it? Did you dig it?
I hope you'd understand.
Wow!
That's a fair way to react, though. It's too late to see you, but I can do the glow.
That's loud as shit, bro. That's some loud shit, man. God damn, that's some loud shit. That's not that beautiful stuff. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2. All right, so testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. That was some loud shit, man. That's it, bro. That's what we got. That's what we need right there, you know. I hoped you'd understand. All right. Where's the wind, man? Where's that wind? UFO sound toilet flushing. Where's the wind at, man? Whoa, 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 whoa. Wind. Motorcycles. Okay, here it is. Is that it? Bed windy. Is that right? Okay, I can dig that. Let's do that, man. It's windy. Okay. So, What is this, man? Oh. At a gun range, that would be so fucking awesome. A gun range would be great. Bedroom television, right? There you go. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, so we're groovy. I got here, that's what I want. All right, now, that having been done, we also have... for your teenage dancing listening pleasure. Oh, this is, yeah, music. Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 1, 2.
As you know, Phil, I had the video feed up. We were going to have the video feed for tomorrow night's chat. And I had the video feed up, and I saw Mr. Dickman doing what looked to be some very bizarre dance.
No, I wasn't.
Wait a minute. Wait a... Hold on, bud.
Did you take his word, huh?
All right, man. I can dig it, baby. Can you? And why is my fucking ear... Ah, shit. Look at, man. Okay, awesome. How'd the bar fight finish up? People freaking love that thing. We had a bunch of people coming into the customer support chat saying that they wanted to get their new membership purchase so they could tune in. It was a great... All right, baby. Now, let's see what we got here, man, for the, you know what I'm saying, right? Monday, 7:20. What is this shit? I don't like this, man. Okay, Sammy. No, dude. What's the day today? 16th, this is the 13th. This promo, man. Sportsnet? What the fuck is this? What do you mean Sportsnet, man? Play. Print. Do something with it, man. Oh, man, this is so fucking fucked up. All right, we got to clean the nozzle heads here on our printer, man. Sorry about that, folks, but it's something that must be done. I'd like to be doing something else. I'd like to be upstairs having dinner, but I'm not. My girlfriend is here visiting. She's making dinner for us. It's, the beautiful thing, Jackie's here, and I'm down here doing the show, which I love doing, but I'd like to get, to do it. Sports are starting to come back in Podcast One. Sportsnet has all the action covered with tons of different sports podcasts. There's something for everyone. Now, when they say something for everyone, what do they mean by that?
Yeah, like every different nationality, everything like that.
You know exactly what they mean by that. I know, but I'm trying to change it up a little bit. Let me change it up. Check out The Rich Eisen Show for your daily coverage, The Steve Austin Show for your favorite stories from Steve Austin's amazing career, The Deegans with Metal Militia star Brian Deegan and his extreme sports-loving family, plus many more. As sports return, be sure to tune into... When is sport? What do you mean, is sports return? What the fuck fantasy world are you guys living in, man? No fucking sports returning, motherfuckers. Fucking... No, there's no sports returning. Goddamn fucking like children. You motherfuckers are like children. These people that act like they're tough, they're the biggest bunch of fucking children I've ever seen in my life. Christ almighty. Okay. Hi, guys. It's Phil Hendry here. I want to remind you that sports start up in a sports. There you go. That's what I'm talking about, man. All right, baby. Not a problem. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go. Hey, guys, sports are starting to come back. And Podcast One Sportsnet has got all of the action covered with tons of different sports podcasts. Something for everybody. Hey, check out The Rich Eisen Show for your daily coverage. The Steve Austin Show for your favorite stories from Steve Austin's... Folks, sports are starting to come back. Yes, indeed. And Podcast One...